The NCAA men's basketball tournament Final Four is set. After a wild weekend, which saw three of the four number one seeds beaten in regional finals, it'll be Marquette against Kansas and Syracuse against Texas. Texas is the only number one seed to survive and go into the semifinals Saturday in New Orleans. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
What was the best story to emerge from the teams that have advanced?
Well, can you say with me, we are Marquette? Remember, that was the famous chant of the Marquette fans back in the glory days of the 1970s under the great Al McGuire, an era which ended 26 years ago with McGuire winning his last game as a coach in the national championship game. And since then, Marquette basically disappeared off the basketball map. This was only the third time since then that they'd even made it to the second weekend of the tournament. And you know, Bob, how in sports players always say after a game, no one except those of us inside the locker room gave us a chance to win this game. Well, Saturday, when Marquette beat Kentucky, that was actually true. Kentucky was the heavy favorite. They and Arizona were the teams all of us picked to get to the Final Four. And Marquette went out and played as close to a perfect basketball game as you'll ever see a team play to get to the Final Four. The other three teams are excellent stories. Marquette's the best.
You also have two coaches with a lot of wins, but not the ultimate win.
Exactly right. This is Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim's third time in the Final Four after 26 years at his alma mater. This is Roy Williams' fourth time in the Final Four in 13 years. But neither one of them has won the national championship. They're both guys who are arguably going to be in the Hall of Fame someday, and certainly winning this weekend would hammer it down for them. And particularly in the case of Boeheim, a guy who a lot of people, myself included, have at times derided for his coaching ability. Just now, late in his career, people are looking up and saying, you know, the guy's won 651 games. There must be a reason for it.
And what's Texas doing there? It's football school.
I know. They should be getting ready for spring practice. But Rick Barnes, an aggressive young coach who's come through a lot of places before he got to Texas, went out and recruited this wonderful little point guard named T.J. Ford. And you could see in both the Connecticut game on Friday night, which was a terrific game, and yesterday against Michigan State, when it really mattered down the stretch, Ford took over. And Texas hasn't been in the Final Four since 1947, Bob. That's back when it was an 8-team tournament. You won one game, you were in the Final Four. Now they had to go through four games to get there, but they're there.
It's the year I was born. That's how far that.
Oh, boy, that is a long time ago.
Arizona.
Before I was born.
Arizona and Kentucky were supposed to be playing Saturday.
They were supposed to be playing. And again, that's the beauty of this event, that it is one and out. And if a team like Marquette plays a perfect game, if a team like Kansas gets on a roll, which they did in beating Duke and Arizona this weekend, these things occur. And that's why there are people all over America today sitting there saying, what in the world happened to my bracket? And what happened to their bracket is that this is the best and most exciting sports event we have, because it's the most unpredictable sports event that we have.
And the winner is?
So you asked me to make a prediction, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, Kansas is the best team left playing, and I think maybe this is Roy Williams' time, but I just put the kiss of death on poor Roy Williams. He'll probably call me this morning.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and the Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.